Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Thursday, May 6th. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 103 total bills, including 55 for the first time. The most notable of these is the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill in House Bill 6 by State Representative Briscoe Kane, a Republican from Deer Park. Expect the debate on this bill to be lengthy as factions in the House start to their delay tactics in an attempt to start to stack the House calendars as we get closer to self-imposed deadlines. It's also possible that SB 7 by State Senator Brian Hughes is brought up in lieu of House Bill 6 as it was made germane last week in the House Elections Committee. The bill by State Representative Craig Goldman, a Republican from Fort Worth, relating to punishing local governments that choose to defund police is up again in the House after being recommitted back to the committee last week on a point of order. This bill is an emergency priority of Governor Greg Abbott's. State Representative Matt Krause, a Republican from Hazlet, has a bill that would reform STAR testing in House Bill 764. It would remove the needs for the testing in certain grade levels and seek other post-secondary testing for high school students. The bill seeking to add a sales tax on e-cigarettes and other nicotine products is up yet again in the House. House Bill 211 by State Representative Sean Theory, Democrat from Houston, was sent back to the House Calendars Committee on a sustained point of order on Tuesday. It will be debated again on the House floor today. The House Higher Education Committee's hearing House Bill 1408 by State Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler, which would put limits on the amount of tuition and fees charged by public institutions of higher education. With an impending deadline of May 10th for House committees to vote out House bills, it's increasingly unlikely this bill will make it out in time to be set on a calendar. The House State Affairs Committee is hearing several of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's priorities today, to include Senate Bill 2 by State Senator Kelly Hancock, a Republican from North Richland Hills. This bill is related to reforming ERCOT, or the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. It's a priority of Governor Greg Abbott's as well. Similarly, Senate Bill 3 by State Senator Charles Schwertner, a Republican from Georgetown, is being heard related to the stability of the overall power grid. Schwertner has another bill in Senate Bill 2154 that would reform the makeup of the Texas Public Utilities Commission by increasing the number of board member appointments from 3 to 5. All of these bills are related to the fallout of the severe winter weather in February. The Senate version of the bill relating to punishing local governments that defund police is also being heard in the House State Affairs Committee. That's Senate Bill 23 by State Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican from Houston. The Senate's version of this bill passed a few weeks back from the overall Senate. The overall Senate convened starting at 10 a.m. today as well. They've added several bills on their intent calendar to include the bill we spoke about yesterday, Senate Bill 1254 by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood. This bill, as a reminder, would create an interstate compact focused on border security and immigration enforcement. Ultimately, the compact would need only to be approved by Congress, not the president, to become federal law, granting participating states in the compact the right of relevant federal jurisdiction. As an update to legislative priorities moving through the legislative process, Constitutional Carry, or House Bill 1927 by State Representative Matt Schaefer, passed the Senate yesterday by a vote of 18 in favor and 13 opposed. Several amendments were added throughout the several-hour deliberation, which proved to be fairly well orchestrated behind the scenes. The author of the bill, Matt Schaefer, took to Twitter to express concern with one amendment that got on in particular that he fears might be problematic as to the prospects for the bill moving forward. The House calendar for Friday was posted, and notably, a bill related to gender modification by State Representative Matt Krause in House Bill 1399 was not added, even though it has been in the House Calendars Committee since April 27th. This is a legislative priority of the Republican Party of Texas. The Texas Heartbeat Bill, or Senate Bill 8, passed the House yesterday by a vote of 81 in favor, 63 against, after a few hours of debate. This bill would seek to prevent abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected, while also giving anyone legal standing to sue anyone who performs an abortion after a heartbeat is detected or aids in the operation of one. It will now go back to the Senate for them to choose whether to accept the House amendments or appoint a conference committee to debate the differences. Today is day 114 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there's just 27 days left. With self-imposed House deadlines coming next week, expect that the calendars will start to stack up as the House becomes unable to get through the entirety of a calendar on a legislative day. This is the normal time in session when delay tactics are used by both parties, employing an unofficial strategy called chubbing, or running out the clock before the deadlines. Expect frivolous amendments, points of order, and incessant questions from the back mic when compared to normal House proceedings. The House scheduled, of course, a full calendar for Friday, and they've already scheduled a local and consent calendar to consider on Saturday of this week. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update, as well as the headline with the managing editor of Texas Scorecard, Brandon Waltons, while her overview the last week in the Texas legislature. Make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @OpinionatedK. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.